Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it removes all heavy, negative, or dark energies, allowing for abundance of peace, joy, love, and forgiveness to fill your heart completely. Continue to see the light as it moves in all directions throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs and your heart to be filled with life-giving light, to be spread throughout the body in all directions to every extremity. And now continue to see this light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your arms, moving down into your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your shoulders and neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up to your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. Continue to see the light as it moves down into the diaphragm and the stomach, continuing to bring healing through deeper breaths, moving into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and elimination, allowing you to absorb your light energies and your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. Continue to see this light as it moves into the colon, into the uterus and sex organs, allowing for healing in these organs of release and regeneration, bringing them into perfect balance, perfect health, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now see the light as it moves through your hips, passing through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect health, perfect balance, aligning you with the harmonics, the measure and the movement of the universe, connecting you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see the light as it moves through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for a clear connection. Allow each and every part of you to feel the peace, the serenity, the life-giving energy that is within our Mother Earth. You are now one with this energy. Continue to allow any excess energies to flow through these cords to be received and recycled by Mother Earth to create something beautiful. Continue to see your light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it moves from within your body through each and every pore. And now you are surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Continue to see this light as it is filled with all the colors of the rainbow, every frequency of light, to allow your organs, your tissues, your cells, your body, your mind, and your spirit to absorb any colors that are needed to bring you into perfect balance, perfect health. Continue to see your light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it now moves out into the room, into the space where you are, feeling it completely with life-giving energies. And now see the light as it moves through the walls, the obstacles, until the entire area, neighborhood, village, wherever you are, is now filled with healing light, connecting with other lights and allowing all beings who desire to partake in this light to be uplifted, to be encouraged, to be increased in love, in healing, and forgiveness, to be increased in oneness, to be reconnected to source energy. Continue to see your light as it now moves out throughout your city, your town, feeling the country, and now spreading throughout the earth, where all of our lights join together as one, bringing us into oneness, into remembrance that we are one being having a myriad of experiences, increasing each and every person in love and light and forgiveness and joy and peace, bringing forth the abundance that is needed to free you completely, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, allowing each and every being to be immersed in this healing energy. Allow Mother Earth to raise in vibration, cleansing, removing, releasing all frequencies, vibrations, and energies that no longer serve her highest good. and therefore allow each and every one of us to be raised in frequency and light, to continue to move higher and higher, to bring forth the higher dimensions onto this plane that we call Earth, aligning, reconnecting, and rejoining the universal light family in oneness. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. And now we will continue our discussion today on the body universe. And then we will move into native Earth astrology after the break and discuss the Red Hawk people. Spirit wants us to continue our deep discussion on the body universe. This, again, is a very intense subject that we will revisit in many future shows because there is a lot to share. The body universe is an extensive subject, and we can only touch on some of the topics that go very deep. Now, in our last show, we talked about how the body changes into different forms depending on what kind of instrument you use to view it, and how none of those forms appear solid. This is only seen from the viewpoint of our eyes. This is an illusion. We talked about how our five senses are only vibrational translators, and how the sixth sense comprises many others clumped into one term. Our hair is an extension of our nervous system, and it responds to threats and other powerful energies by standing up on its end and sending waves of chills throughout our body. Today, we will go further into this by discussing in more detail what the ancient Egyptians described as humans having 360 senses. So there are 355 that we have not become aware of yet. And that number can be reduced to 354 if we account for what is known as the sixth sense. The ancient Egyptians believed that we were connected to the universe through our bodies, and that is why they preserved them for centuries in what we call mummification. They mastered the art of mummification because of this belief, and they truly, truly did believe that our bodies are connected to alternate realities, parallel universes, of which we call many different things, including the underworlds. They believed in the soul's journey, that Earth was just one of the planes that we must pass through in order to free ourselves from the underworlds. The ancient Egyptians believed that the development of the soul was the purpose for every life, every incarnation, and that the heart was the key to determining if you succeeded in this development or not. This is why they taught that when you died or left your physical body, your soul would be judged through the weighing of your heart. It had to be lighter than an ostrich feather in order for you to enter into the higher realms. Otherwise, you were cast into the underworlds to continue your journey there. They knew that the organs were of vital importance, and so each one was removed, all except the heart, and placed in clay pots with great reverence. They knew how to remove the brain through the nose or nasal cavity without the needing to cut into the body. Cutting on the body was known to cause harm to the energy that surrounds you and connects each organ. So that was never to be done while you were using this vessel. There is so much to learn from the ancient Egyptians, and we will revisit them time and time again. Their wisdom is of great importance to humanity at this time because we can learn from them many, many things that will assist us in navigating our awakening. The ancient Egyptians knew about the body universe and how to tap into it through our organs, our chakras, meditation, and many different forms. And they also knew that the energy centers of the body, which we call chakras, were gateways to other dimensions. And by knowing how to clear, balance, and access your energy centers, you can move through alternate realities with ease. But remember, The dimensions you have access to depend on the quality of your heart. Now, our hearts allow us to access the sun. You literally are connecting to the sun when you move through your heart. And this is why the internal light meditation is so important to be practiced. It begins to strengthen the connection to the sun, as well as healing your internal light structures, which rebuild your light body. And as many of you already know, the sun, or Atan, was of great importance to the Egyptians. They knew that without the connection to the sun, all life would perish on the earth. And the same would happen within the being if the internal light was not developed. Just as life on the planet is dependent on the outer sun, so it is for your inner life. Your soul will shrivel up and deteriorate if your inner light, your inner sun, is not developed. We need to know how to bring our bodies into balance in order to access the highest levels that are available to us. So connecting to the knowledge of the body universe will only empower you to take control of your life and to create more of what you want and to release and dissolve that which is no longer needed. Now, the knowledge of the body universe awakens consciousness within you. It aligns your awareness to other realms that you actually exist in. It brings forth to your mind connectedness and oneness. It allows you to realize that everything is you. It also empowers you to heal your body, your mind, and your spirit to create a healthy universe inside and outside of you. Now let's look at the level of consciousness that is needed to be awakened within us at this time. We are moving through the process of the awakening. And according to different scriptures, different texts, different ancient books of knowledge, they call this journey something different. Some call it the awakening, some call it the blossoming, and there are many different terms that are used. But they all are referring to what is happening right now. And you get to be the one that is in this process. There were many, many different scriptures, many scrolls that were found that talk about the time that we are living in. And they talk about the need for consciousness to be expanded. So how do we begin this process of expanding our consciousness to move through our awakening? Consciousness is awareness. And as we grow in knowledge, then we grow in awareness. And this is why it is so important for you to understand that your body is connected to everything that is. So every part of you is so very important to be taken care of. Your mind, your body, your emotional body, your mental body. This is so important for us to work on ourselves so that in this time that we are existing in, we can become the greater beings that we were born to be. We are what the ancients called the light beings awakening, the giants that are beginning to awaken once again. And when they called us giants, that wasn't just in terms of who we appear to be through our light, because some people say that when you look at a person who has worked on themselves and really developed themselves from within, when you look at them through different lens, as we talked about, through the infrared lens or a different form of lens, you can see the aura of this being, and the aura will be as if they are a giant. It is so many feet, 35, 40, can even be outside of the lens where you can't even see the edges of the being. This is you. You are a giant in your energetic form. And what happens is when we fall into a lower level of consciousness, then we move into a state of contraction. And our light begins to contract as well, because we are light beings and everything about us is light. So we cannot hide our light. Even if we wanted to, we couldn't hide it, because people can feel it even if they can't see it. There's some way that you would be able to sense the energy of a being. They give you chills when you hear the voice, when you see them, just someone walking into a room that has been developing themselves from within changes the energy, the air that is around you. So the level of consciousness of that being is far more expanded, far more advanced. It vibrates much faster. A person who is in a contracted state of consciousness is in a state of fear. And so their light bodies would actually mirror that state of fear. And you would see less brilliant colors. You would see more, you know, the dull, shiny, less shiny colors. There's not a lot of light. There's more dark spots within the being, depending on the level of consciousness that they're vibrating on. So when you begin to work on yourself, you literally begin to awaken the light within you. And that can be seen. It literally can be photographed. Kirlian photography can photograph your auric field. And there are many different types of photography now that have been developed that can view you as an energetic being. And everything shows who you are. The colors that actually show up show where you're vibrating, because each and every color holds a certain vibration, has a frequency. And so that is the color that would be in your auric field. Now, when you expand beyond fear and the contractedness of who you are, moving outside of that limited belief, then your colors begin to change. And you move from the darker shades of reds and oranges through the colors of yellow, which is a third dimensional color, where we are passing through that energy. And you start moving more into your yellow, your higher colors of green. You go through your blues till you get to your violet. And then there's like a combination. It's almost like watercolors. They begin to blend and mix. Now they get clearer and clearer the higher you vibrate. And this can be also felt within your body. So as you start to do the internal light meditation, this shift truly begins to happen. And even though you may not be able to see it, you can feel it. And the first thing you begin to feel is a sense of peace. You have a greater sense of peace about you. You begin to become more optimistic. So you move from the lower, slower vibrating colors and frequencies to more faster vibrating frequencies. And so this raises your energy and you start feeling more energetic. You start to have more energy in your daily life. This is the beginning of the moving of consciousness, of the raising of consciousness. And as you continue this journey, your awareness of other realms of existence begin to expand, because your experience begins to shift. Not only are you now having experiences of pain and grief and that sort of thing that was happening in the lower states, the limited states of consciousness, but you start experiencing what they call coincidence on a regular basis. And so we know there's no such thing as coincidence. We know that this is the way that the universe is speaking to you. These are the breadcrumbs that start to be revealed to you. And you start to be guided. You start to be guided through totems showing up on a regular basis. You start to see frequent numbers. Different things begin to speak to you. And you can't deny it, because when you look those numbers up, you can research it yourself. And you can just go and say, angel number 111, angel number 133, whatever it is that you keep seeing. And you will see the meaning of that vibration, of that frequency. And if you are conscious and aware of how you were feeling at the time or what you were thinking about at the time when you saw those numbers, then they will only confirm where you were. So you cannot deny that your reality begins to shift. And you start saying, I'm not alone. Somebody is watching me. And not so much in a scary sense that someone's watching you, but you start to realize that the universe is alive. It is very much connected to who you are, and it is waiting for you to awaken. So this begins to connect you once again to the universal consciousness of oneness. And in that consciousness of oneness, you begin to see the mirror of your life all around you. The way you feel begins to be radiated into others that you meet throughout the day. When you feel really good, you start running to other people that feel really good. And it's the same thing that happens when you feel really bad. You run into other people that feel really bad, but you start becoming aware of it. It begins to raise your awareness, your consciousness, to the connectedness, the oneness that we all are. So this is the whole purpose of raising your awareness, of becoming the being of light that you are, moving through your awakening, is realizing that everything is you, and healing your body, mind, and spirit to create a healthy universe inside and outside of you is of greatest importance. And I can't wait to continue this discussion on the body universe. We have so much to talk about. Well, now after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the Cougar people. I'm sorry, not the Cougar people, but we're going to be doing the Red Hawk people. So we'll be back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin to look at the people who were born between March 21st and April 19th. These people belong to the Thunderbird clan, and by entering the sacred hoop of life at this time, this initiated them into the fire element, and they are called Red Hawk people. This is Native Earth Astrology. These people were born under what is known as the budding tree's moon. The fire opal is their mineral totem, dandelion is their plant totem, and the red hawk is their animal totem. So now let's dive deeper into the red hawk people to discover the powers and the magic they hold within them. The fire opal and opals in general were given in marriage long before diamonds. They are found in sedimentary rock and in cavities of volcanic rock. Opals are composed of silicon dioxide like quartz, but they have water stored within them. They can also be found near hot springs and can be the replacement material found in petrified wood. Opals are very porous stones, and this makes them very fragile. They have a tendency to lose their water, and they can break for seemingly no reason. Fire opals have flashes of light within them, and the rarest and most beautiful are called harlequins. Because of the flash of light in this stone, which can resemble a sunrise, sunset, or moonrise, the stone has been connected to the powers of the sun, moon, and the element of fire. Opals can be found around the world, and they have a very interesting history. They were more highly valued than diamonds. This stone has many healing properties and has been used to treat eye disorders as well as digestive issues. Opals have also been used to release old emotional wounds, to amplify spiritual energy, to increase creativity, passion, and strength. This stone is believed to bring stability to a troubled marriage through opening the heart chakra and increasing positive energy. Opal enhances cosmic consciousness and induces psychic and mystical visions. It stimulates originality and creativity. opal possesses healing energies that can help to soothe and clear the emotional body, bringing a sense of calm, security, and inner peace. It inspires optimism, enthusiasm, and creativity, and allows for the releasing of inhibitions and inspires love and passion. There is a lot to be said about this stone. It is very ancient and has been highly prized throughout the ages and in various cultures around the world. Like their mineral totem, Red Hawk people can be filled with fire and water. They can be found near hot spots or places of pressure in a literal or figurative sense. These people like the sun and warmth. They also like to be in situations where they can apply their gifts and talents. They can store intense mental, physical, and emotional energies within them, like their stone. They are porous and can be easily stained if they associate with the wrong ideas or people. They are always eager to learn new things, and they are open to new ideas, but sometimes they find themselves in the wrong circles, and it later proves very harmful for them. When they find themselves in the wrong situation or under too much pressure, they can fracture or break, just like their stone, and lose the life energy that gives them their fire and sparkle. Red Hawk people are like the fire opal in that they can be dull with a little spark, or they can have a lot of fire within them. And the ones who have really worked on themselves will be like the Harlequins, very precious indeed. These people have developed themselves on a deeper level to know who they truly are, and they are in control of their inner fire and have learned to control their emotions, their water. These are rare finds. So which they are depends on how much they have learned about harnessing and utilizing the fire or life force that moves so easily through them. It is rare to find those who have succeeded in controlling their energy to the point where it is balanced and always available to them. These Red Hawk people are very valuable, and they become symbols of hope for humanity and any new ideas that are struggling to be born. These people are catalysts capable of bringing what seems impossible into reality. They are like their stone in every way. They are very connected to the sun and fire, and this connection is only strengthened by being members of the Thunderbird clan. Red Hawk people struggle with their connection to the moon, which represents their emotions. This is where they need to focus a lot of energy to bring balance and to get in touch with their emotions. You have to remember, Red Hawk people, that you store fire and water within you, just as the opal does, and your job is to keep them in balance. Don't allow your emotions to put your fire out. The dandelion is the plant totem of the Red Hawk people. This herb is very powerful and very hated by many who desire to have a pristine lawn. The root, leaves, and flowers are used to create healing teas and tinctures, as well as delicious salads and wines. Dandelion is good for many things, including making a coffee substitute from the root in combination with roasted chicory root. The root of the dandelion is the medicinal part. It is used for issues of the bladder, to cleanse all the eliminative organs of the body, to balance blood sugar levels, and as a sedative, to name just a few of its healing qualities. You can make a delicious salad with its leaves, as well as dandelion wine with the flowers. The greens of this herb contain more than 5 times the amount of vitamin A per ounce of carrots, as well as a large amount of vitamin B, C, calcium, phosphorus, iron, and natural sodium that is needed to purify and alkalize the blood. Now, like the dandelion, Red Hawk people have the tendency to pop up all over the place. They can jump from one project to the next, very quickly, leaving the people around them quite confused. Now, if these people find themselves something that interests them, they will bring a high energy to it. And if they can be invited into a team of people who have that high energy, then they will keep the fire burning. But if they are involved in something that is not of interest to them, they will lose desire very quickly and may even become undependable. This is not just in work projects, but in life as a whole, including relationships. For Red Hawk people to be at their best, they need to stay fired up about something. And this can be a challenge for them, as their fire can burn out quickly if they are not in balance. Now, Red Hawk people are likened to dandelions in that they can be greatly misunderstood. The medicine they hold within them is deeply rooted, just like the root of the dandelion. You have to get past the flowery personality and take the time to get to know these people before tapping into their power. They can be deceiving if they don't dive deeper into their own personal development, because their power is beneath the surface. It takes time to develop it. These people can bring a lot of bright, colorful energy to the lives of those around them. In some groups, they are shunned because of this vibrant energy that they have. But in others who understand them, they are very precious. All the energy of Red Hawk people, like the dandelion, can be useful to people who know how to channel it and help them channel it. Like their herb, they are a treasure house of useful things to those who take the time to understand them. Red Hawk people have the property of opening and beginning. They cleanse things, and that includes ideas and the people they touch. They do not like insincerity or manipulation in others, and they will speak their minds when they are in their powerful place. When Red Hawk people are in balance, they are sincere themselves and are quite intuitive. They have the ability to see deeply into a situation or a person. They can help others develop their minds and open up to see the light within them. This is a quality of their sun and moon energy, because they have the ability to see in the light and in the darkness, a quality of both the opal and the dandelion, as one part is above the ground and the other below. They can help to guide others to seeing more clearly within their own lives. For those who will listen to Red Hawk people, they will find great help. Now, these people can give some good advice. And again, they must be in a balance themselves, or else the advice will reflect the imbalance that is within them. Red Hawk people must work on themselves to develop their medicine, as they have the gift to help others bring their inner light, their inner sparkle out, to share their gifts and talents with the world. Red Hawk people can benefit greatly from using the dandelion, as it will help to soothe and relax them, because you can have so much mental, emotional, and physical energy moving through you that you can find it hard to settle down and relax. Dandelion mixed with some other herbs will help you to relax and bring balance to your eliminative organs as well as your head, because you can be very headstrong, and so this makes you tend to develop issues with your head, and dandelion can help with this. Now, for your animal totem, the red hawk. This hawk is of the genus Buteo, which means hawk with a broad wingspan and a fan-shaped tail. The adult is the only one with a red tail. It is a very large bird, often 2 feet long, with a wingspan up to 4.5 feet. When these hawks are immature, they have a brown body with their underpart streaked with brown. Their tail is brown above and barred with brown below. As it matures, it becomes red. The adult hawks have what they call a light phase, in which their chest, throat, and belly are usually white streaked with brown. During their dark phase, they are brownish black throughout their bodies. In both phases, their tail is reddish brown. The red-tailed hawk is also called the chicken hawk, which has caused it to be almost wiped out by farmers. But poultry only comprises about 10% of this hawk's food supply. They also eat mice, gophers, squirrels, rabbits, and insects. Their favorite food is rattlesnake. And luckily for them, their legs are covered with scales, which protects them from snake bites. They are not, however, immune to snake venom, which sometimes causes them to become a victim instead of the victor. When they capture a snake, they immediately rip off its head in order to protect themselves from a bite. This can make hawk people be very aggressive with snake people, so be conscious of this. These birds can find themselves in a territorial dispute with smaller birds like crows, owls, songbirds, and other hawks, and you will often see them being run off by smaller birds. These attacks usually do not create injury for either bird, but clearly marks territorial lines. Red-tailed hawks can live up to 14 years. They lay 2 to 3 eggs every spring and will return to the same nest for years. They are very adaptable birds and can be found throughout North America, but more often seen in the western states, as well as Mexico and Canada. These animals are magnificent in flight as they soar and circle in the air, sometimes performing acrobatics for all to see their beauty and grace. These are very special birds to the native people of North America, and they rank at the top of the totem pole with the eagle. The Pueblos called them the Red Eagle and recognized them for their connection to the sun and the sky. These birds can fly very high, and they have unbelievable eyesight. They can see very clearly from high above. This has made them a sacred bird to the native people, and their feathers are used in ceremonies of all kinds. To the Ojibwa, the red-tailed hawk clan is one of the in leadership, and their members are credited with having the gifts of deliberation and foresight. Now, like the red-tailed hawk, people born under the budding tree's moon are often seers. They have the ability to see beyond what others can see. These people are also big thinkers. They're visionaries, and they have the energy and intelligence to bring about their ideas. They simply need to be in balance and to stay grounded. Red-tailed hawk people must reach for the sky, or they will feel as though their life has no purpose. But at the same time, they must also be rooted deeply into Mother Earth to give them the balance that is needed to reach the heavens. These people can become big dreamers if they don't do the work and actually develop themselves in their skills. They really need to work on the inner self to bring about their dreams and their desires. If anybody can do it, if anybody can bring their dreams into fruition, these people can. When Red Hawk people put their eye on something, it becomes a target, and better watch out. As long as they stay focused, manifesting their dream is simply an eventuality. It will happen. They are powerful beings, and when they are in balance, there are few forces that can get in their way. They really are their own worst enemies, just like for most of us. Red-tailed hawk people are fearless when they are in balance and in touch with their inner power and strength. They begin to go after the rattlesnakes of the world with little regard for their own safety. They have little to no patience with people that they find to be hypocritical or unjust. They will clearly tell that kind of person what they see about them, whether or not the other person wishes to listen. And sometimes they can go after a snake that is too big for them, and they end up in a bad situation. This is why Red Hawk people need to think things through before they react. They can be quick to move and to get fiery, but this is why they need to work on themselves to get grounded and to find their inner balance and stability. Red Hawk people can be more quick to react with a snake person, going after them without thinking first. It is the same that we find with cougars going after deer people. So be careful of this. Be mindful. Now, these two, the hawk and the snake, the hawk people and the snake people need to learn how to get along and how to come to an understanding so they can work together, because they are both needed to rid the earth of the poison that threatens all of humanity. The sky is the realm of the hawk people, and from those heights, they can see clearly how things should be on the earth. This is your strength. You have the energy and foresight to get things done. You simply need to follow your passion and get rooted in doing what you love. From here, you will fire up all of humanity and help others find their fire too. You are the messengers of the sun, and you bring the light of source to all. The fire you carry is to keep others warm, not to burn them up. So watch your temper. Be the light that guides humanity from the darkness as you teach others to see the light within themselves. Your power is in your passion. This is what gives you life and feeds your vision for change. You are a born leader, Red Hawk people, but you must learn how to channel your energy and to see your visions through to the end. You can be hard-headed, so if you find yourself not in your powerful place, then it is a simple decision to change your mind, change your life. You must take your power back and reconnect to your inner self, your higher self. You are connected to the highest realms and can channel unlimited knowledge and wisdom from those realms. But this is only true when you are connected to your true inner self. This is why you are honored among many nations and needed once again to lead humanity to the higher roads of light and wisdom. You teach others to fly to great heights and to believe in themselves, and you do this with grace, beauty, and power. You teach others through your own example that true power is found within, beneath the surface, just as the medicine of your plant totem dandelion is found within its roots. You represent the power of the sun as well as the wisdom of the moon. And as it is with all birds, you must fly. You will never be happy in a life that keeps you on the ground. So continue to reach for your dreams and stay rooted in your knowing that you can make them a reality. Red Hawk people, your medicine is needed for humanity today. We need your light. We need your strength. We need your power. We need your foresight. You are the ones that will lead humanity to their awakening. So it is important for you to awaken first. So I want to say to everyone listening, remember, we are all parts of this sacred hoop of life. And the Red Hawk person is within you as well. And some of you may notice that you really resonate with many of these different people. And so this is of great importance, because we are starting to recognize the oneness. And again, the consciousness, the expansion of oneness. So you are learning about different aspects of yourself, because all of these people are part of you. It makes up the whole. But the time that you are born is the dominant energy that will be around you and within you. But all of it is present. So you will see where we have weaknesses and we have strengths, and where we need to work on ourselves, and where we are already in our brilliance, where we have our power. And so moving forward, continuing to look at the different people and noticing what part they play within your life, whether they are a strong part of you within your own energy, or family members, people you work with, it will help you to understand people more and to really see where they are best used in life, in humanity, for humanity's sake. So this is why the natives looked at And people, the ancients, looked at these things that we call astrology, the time of birth, because it gives you certain qualities. And those qualities should be uplifted in the people. And once you know what is strong, what is a strong quality in a person, then you can begin to encourage those positive qualities and you can begin to discourage their weaknesses and assist them. So these are things you can know about your children before they begin to grow. Because remember, we talked about the Red Hawk people. They have a light phase. They have a dark phase. But it is also in their mature state that they go through this phase. So remember, the children growing up, they're coming into their power. So Red Hawk children can be a little bit difficult to work with because they are very fiery children. It can have a lot of energy or they can be very headstrong. You can also find that these children will bump their heads a lot, falls and things of that nature, because it tends to move to the head. So bringing them, helping them to be brought back into balance is of great importance so that they don't continue to do that throughout their lives. So that could be literal or figurative, bumping their head. You'll find that when you start getting hard-headed or not wanting to listen, Red Hawk people, you will find yourself bumping into things. It will be very literal for you. So remember that dandelion will assist you with bringing balance, the medicine of dandelion, and you can use all the different forms of the dandelion. But I want to talk about very quickly about the phases, the dark phases and the light phases of the adulthood hawks, the Red Hawks. And this represents a phase that hawks go through. And when you think about very powerful beings, and we're all very powerful beings, and each one of us, we have our own phases that we go through to reach our inner power, to develop it. And this is a literal phase that Red Hawk people go through. So they'll be in a light phase where they feel very joyful and happy and they're optimistic. And they believe they can overcome anything that gets in their way. And then they can go into a dark phase where they get depressed and they don't believe themselves anymore and they feel overcome by the world. Now, I'm sharing this with you, Red Hawk people, because you need to know this is natural. This is a natural phase that you move through. But your job is to become very balanced and find your light, find your power, find your joy. Reach for the sky. Reach for the sky. This is what you need to remember, that you are great beings of light. You bring the power of the sun. You bring the wisdom of the moon. And you can't do that if you don't develop yourself first. You must fly. Get off the ground and flap your wings. Believe in your dreams, but stay rooted in knowing that you are powerful and you can make it happen. Thank you for joining me for another incredible show. Tune in next week to find out about the Beaver people, born between April 20th and May 20th. They belong to the Turtle Clan. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.